From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more facts emerging about yesterday's shooting suspects Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik fired as many as 75 shots during a shooting rampage Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were killed in the attack at a county handicap training center. Local police chief Jared Barguan described the couple as an American-born local government health inspector and his Pakistani wife. The two were later killed in a shootout with police. David Bowditch, FBI Los Angeles assistant director, says Farooq had taken a trip to Saudi Arabia.
They both came into the U.S. in July of 2014. They have since had a baby together. He is a U.S. person. She is still here on a K-1 visa.
Investigators say it's too soon to say what the couple's motive was for launching the massacre. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria. The attacks began shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administrations signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. He said both sides used mortars. Switzerland's justice ministry has identified FIFA vice presidents Alfredo Hawit and Juan Angel Naput as the two Latin American officials arrested Thursday in the latest raids targeting FIFA officials. The ministry said both men opposed their extradition to the United States at hearings in Zurich. Swiss officials indicate the United States suspects the two men of accepting bribes worth millions of dollars. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told a group of European foreign ministers that Russia and Ukraine must work to end tension and restore the ceasefire in Ukraine. Kerry spoke Thursday at the annual ministerial council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The ongoing battle against the Islamic State dominated discussions at the summit, but there were other issues, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey met for the first time since the downing of a Russian jet by Turkish forces. Moscow had warned that Ankara will regret the incident. Russia also voiced its anger at NATO's invitation for Montenegro to join the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg dismissed Russia's concerns Wednesday.
The decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone.
Tim Judah, Balkans correspondent for The Economist, says tensions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine have likely expedited NATO's invitation to Montenegro. Henry Ridgewell, London.
South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder, with the accused having had criminal intent in the form of dolus eventualis.
The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Judge Eric Leach said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting at an unknown intruder or knew it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions would cause death. The murder charges carry a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to the original court for the new sentence. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged negotiators at the climate change talks in Paris to adopt a universal agreement to begin alleviating the effects of global warming. The UN chief spoke to reporters before returning to Paris Thursday to rejoin the conference. Conference attendees are hoping to have an agreement by the end of next week. U.S. women soldiers will be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future. The Pentagon is planning to open all combat positions to women beginning in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter made the announcement Thursday. Women have been inching their way toward combat roles since 1979, when they first became eligible to enlist in the U.S. Armed Forces. Currently, women are prohibited only from combat jobs. Taking a look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock index is down today. European markets were down, and on Thursday, Asian markets closed the day mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.